This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Thursday.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo, we got our woo-woots on. It's Thursday.
Woo-woo! Woo-woo!
Oh, but, it is only Thursday. But I'm happy that you're in a good mood. That's fantastic. Vincent, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. I mean, I'm not quite woo-woo, but I'm...
Oh, you started the wooting. You must be some level.
I actually did not start the wooting. That was next door.
Oh.
Through the glass.
Hi, Vinny.
All right. Hi.
He's happy. You know what? It is nice to come in. You know, I've been here however long now, and I walk in, and there's Maddie with his smiling face, and I'm all,
"Oh, hi,
research department. That's amazing. This is so good."
Is that all I am to you, research department?
You are a set of fingers that can clickety clack for me all morning long.
I love you too.
Oh. So how was everyone's day yesterday? We got our Halloween decorations up. That was our main thing at our house.
You did?
Yes.
You did. John did that, or you both did it together?
We both did it. When I got home, he was doing it, so there was really no escaping it for me. I was all, that looks fun. Let's do that.
And do you have an opinion on how that stuff goes, or are you like,
no,
where do you want it, dude?
He has his way.
Mm.
And it's nice. It's great. We have a little like dooryard out front. It has, you know, like a path to the front steps, and then there's a fence all the way around in this like swinging door in the front thing, like a saloon doors. And so it's really enclosed, and there's no grass or anything. We got rid of all that. And so we put little gravestones. Well, listen, it died hard when we had to turn the water off a few years ago. So I was like, what's the point of this? Let's put nice rocks down, do some drought-tolerant plantings and such. And plus, this time of year, everything is starting to die. So everything looks kind of creepy, you know, like that old haunted house look. And we've got all these years ago we made with this lady who worked at ILM. I've talked about her before, Jean Bolte. She's the one who created Jar Jar Binks, and she's very defensive about Jar Jar. She had to create him. They asked for it, and she created him. But Jean is great, and our kids went to school together, and so we and all the kids, we got together years ago, and we made these kind of special effects-looking gravestones. They're made out of styrofoam, but she showed, you know, we did this thing, we put lichen all over them and painted them with, you know, Death League colors, and they just look so legit. They're so great. And we've had them for years now, and we still pull them out year after year. So those, and they say, you know, our name is on them, and there's upside down crosses. I mean, it's like super dark. So that we have a little mini graveyard in the front yard. And then we have, just purple and orange lights. That's pretty standard, right? Mm-hmm. And then John has all these, they look like sacks of spider eggs. And they hang everywhere. They're super gross, and they have little spiders on the outside of them. It looks like a baseball in a white stocking, and then they're googly. It's really cool. So anyway,
I never seen that one.
It was another Gene idea, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that, and I see a lot of it, but I haven't seen that.
Ours is very, compared to what you've got going on across the street from you, I promise you, ours is super low rent. Like, we set it up like a graveyard. It's kind of spooky. We turn out all the lights when people walk up, except for this one orange light that we have that has a pumpkin head on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and that's it. And then they come into the yard, they get their little bit of candy, and then they depart.
It's kind of late in the month to be putting it up. Don't you want it up all month?
Yeah, if it was up to me, I wouldn't even do it. Okay. So I would have some candy to turn on the front lights, but John, this is the day that John got it done. So that's what we did. It was fun. It's you know, once you start doing something and you're, you know, talking and laughing and having fun, unrolling, figuring out the lights and setting it all up and dragging out the
extension cords. Well, it sounds like you didn't have a plan either way, so you were free.
I just did what he told me to do.
Walked into it.
Yeah.
Face first.
It's so funny, too. Even as I pulled into the driveway, he stood up in the yard, like on the other side of the fence. I'm like, oh.
Help is here.
Hi. Great. He's setting up the lights.
You get a lot of trick-or-treaters.
Oh, my God. Our neighborhood is crazy. It's crazy. It's just like one of those flat neighborhoods with tons of houses, just, you know, one after the other.
Aww.
And it's just like, I remember, especially the first few years that we were in that house, we ran out of candy. And we had gotten tons of it.
Wow.
That's crazy. And then when you run out of candy, I mean, you got to shut that house down.
Oh, lights off. Lights out.
Right.
Yeah, weeknights for us. Weeknight Halloween nights for us
stinks.
Are a bummer because there really is anxiety about, I need this to end. It sucks because it's obviously the biggest thing for the kids. But
yeah, this is the first year we're doing it alone, too, like completely alone. In the past, it's always, the last few years, our friends Mike and Heather have been, they love it and they come over and we all take shifts on the front porch and stuff. And then the kids.
Is this Mike J?
Yeah, Mike J and Heather, we love
Mike
them.
Mike J still live with you?
He doesn't live with me. Oh. I do see him quite often, but he lives in Mexico.
Oh.
And so he's back there for all the holidays and stuff.
Oh.
You know Mike J, don't you?
I don't think so.
He's super handsome. You can't miss him.
Yeah.
I remember him then.
Yeah, you would.
I think you might remember his wife, Heather. Little tiny, tiny person. Cute.
She's pretty too, but he's outstanding.
He really is. He's really quite good looking. I've had to actually C-block other, you know, like chicks coming on to him and been like, don't talk to him anymore. No more talking to him. Just because his wife isn't here doesn't mean he doesn't have one of those.
Yeah, I know how he feels. It's tough. Being so good looking.
Yeah. Oh, I can see why you would. Yeah. I mean, you guys are a rare breed. These good looking guys. You know.
Vinny, how are things at your house?
Yeah, how's your wife's recovery?
There's a lot going on in my house. You guys might want to just stick with the party people over here because I'm just in domestic bliss. You know that feeling where you're like, oh, more of this. Can't get enough.
Yeah. So is she up
first
and about,
of all, get to her in a second. First of all, we were as you head into a new year and we're coming around that corner now. It's October 24th, everyone. Like the slide is on.
It's unbelievable.
I saw fall from August and was like, okay, it's out there. And now we're just. Those are sound effects by me.
Right. By soaring into the future.
Yeah, just going so fast now. We're just, October is almost over. Are we a month from Thanksgiving as we speak?
I think it's the 28th.
Like is it?
Yeah, so we are a month from Thanksgiving.
Ugh.
It's really late in the month this year.
Anyway, so when the new year came around, I had my own plan on what has to happen in our house. We needed to paint the house. It needs to get painted.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, boom, at the top of my list.
Yes.
Couple things.
It is true. You look at a year and you feel like, okay, we can afford one budget.
Well, you got money to spend. And you say to yourself, okay, we got to do. So I had to have the guy refinish this fence.
Yeah.
And then we were going to paint the house. That was my goal. I don't know when the backyard remodel and the hot tub jumped into the mix.
Not to mention the broken fence.
I'm guessing that was on her list.
Yes. See, everybody's got their own plans, don't they?
Did the kid pay for the fence?
Not yet, but it's been repaired. So we're working on that. And I don't know if that'll even happen.
Right. He was so stand up and really apologized and was so. I was very impressed by him, you know, by proxy, like just from what you told
us. No, he. I haven't seen him since, but I definitely.
He's been grounded, man.
Maybe. Anyway, we were going to paint the house. So I got a recommendation about a guy and was like, thank God, I don't have to have 20 meetings. I called the guy. The guy's not responding very well, but
I don't know.
You know, in Santa Cruz, when there's waves, no one works.
Thing is, that's why they live there, right?
Well, but there's no waves, so I don't know where this guy's been. I don't know what his problem
is. Maybe he's super busy.
Well, so anyway, I made an appointment with the guy. I'm waiting in the front yard. He doesn't show.
Oh.
I text him. I'm like, bro, Oh, I think I went to the wrong house first. I'll be over there in 1 hour. And I was like, okay, I'll wait. And in that moment, I'm thinking, this is not a good start.
No.
It's just a really bad start.
Yeah.
But okay, he comes highly recommended, and some artists are worth whatever they come with.
Sure.
Yeah, how many That's people true. You know, you go, right. man, that guy's a pain in the ass. But you,
but he's
you,
worth it.
But all the stuff he brings to the table, ah.
Mwah. Right. Chef's kiss at the end of the day. Pulls it off. We don't know how he does it, but every day.
Woo! Somehow. Ay-yi-yi.
I couldn't stop laughing. All right, so this gay guy came over, blew your doors off.
No, he didn't blow my doors off, but we had a meeting. He goes, I'll send you the bid. Then, all right, fine. I never get the bid. So then I write him, and I'm like, where's the bid? Oh, sorry. They finally sends the bid. Then we're like, all right, so we'd like to hire you. How is mid-October? Sounds great.
It's currently late October.
Haven't heard from him since. So then Christina wrote him and said, hey, you know, and the guy goes, oh, we're running a little behind. And we just went, ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost. So the reason I thought of that is we haven't decorated because we were supposed to paint. And I bet you someone just out of surgery will be out there decorating later today.
When you get home, it'll be all hands on deck. You're going to have my day today. I was so happy. You'll be happy. I was happy. I'm like, this is wonderful.
I don't know that the pain, put it this way, back to Christina, which is really the important part of the story. That surgery's gnarly.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was going to be such a big deal.
They drilled bigger holes in her head.
Well, she had septoplasty, but it was also a rhinoplasty because they had to change there's a curve in her nose that they needed to fix.
Oh, get that thing straightened out.
I guess. I don't know all the names, but she came home pretty racked, and then she was in pain.
Yeah.
And then I had to go to bed. I was like, you can wake me up.
That was Tuesday.
That was the other night ago, yeah.
Wake me up if you need me.
So all day yesterday, she was in bed and didn't move much and was counting the minutes till the next pill.
Oh, poor girl.
So, I'm sure y'all know what that means. She's hurting, yeah, right?
For certain.
So she's like, I've checked on her, you know, every little bit. And I'm like, can I get you anything? And she's like, a time machine. I need this to be 45 minutes later. Never mind. All right. I mean, I think you could take it 45 minutes early, can't
Except
you?
Except then you're going to take it.
I bit my tongue. I went junky here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Right. No, it'll be fine. Go ahead.
Just crush it up and snort it. Sure. Do it the right way. You really want it to work.
Up into the affected area. That'll work. That'll help.
So I didn't. I just went, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
How about if I fill your water? Okay. Yeah, I'll get that. Let me get the water bottle.
Right.
But it was just kids, the missus, and the dog, and the stuff.
And you must have someone helping with the drives and the
In the morning, a neighbor's helping. Yeah,
oh, that's
thank
great.
God, because there's no way she could take them to school.
That's what's the great thing about neighborhoods, isn't it? You know, you go away, someone looks after your dog or your
She's really good about being a good neighbor and a good friend and has no problem asking for help.
Well, you had a place to put your stuff in a refrigerator when your fridge quit on you.
She said this to me the other day. She goes, I just wanted you to know that the McCutcheon said they will come running if you need help. I told them there's no chance you'll call,
but if
I'm letting you know,
in a worst case scenario, they are available. I know Vinny's
what is
I
it
got
about
this. I'll be whining about it incessantly, but I got this. I don't need your help. I do need your help, but I'm not going to do it.
I just, whatever. Oh. It wasn't that bad. It's really not that.
Of course,
it's
right.
Just, I'm parenting.
Just a lot of stuff.
I'm
it's just it all falls to you.
And the truth is, if I may, I got out yesterday for a surf. I took the coast home.
Yeah.
Had my gear.
Yeah.
Looked fun. Got out for a 30-minute surf. The wind hit it after that and nuked it and ruined it. But 30 minutes. I got like 5 waves, super fun, good exercise, and it changed my whole thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
You got a little bit for you.
I can handle this.
Yeah.
What'd
you make for dinner?
Christina asked for, this is probably
fun.
More info than you want. Than she wants. She said, I'm afraid I'm going to get backed up because of the medicine, so I want you to get me refried beans from this restaurant and Spanish rice. And I went, oh, that sounds pretty good.
So these particular beans are quite effective with the move along.
I guess.
Wow. Beans.
I guess. I mean, it's so.
I always think beans, I'm sure they're full of fiber, but I always think of them as making me kind of gassy.
Yeah.
I don't like that feeling.
Well, I don't know. I just did what I was told.
Yeah,
but she wants the real world right. Happy wife, happy life.
So school pickups, beans and rice pickup, made other foods. You want to hear something weird?
Can you?
We should really start the show.
It's okay. I'm seriously not worried about it. I enjoy this.
I can tell you want me to hurry up.
You're wrong.
Well, you gave me the wrap it up sign.
No, I didn't.
What?
What are you talking about?
I'm making it up.
Okay.
I
think he's actually feeling like maybe I shouldn't say all this information.
I don't know if I should say
just
all
go ahead,
the
just
things.
Say. Okay, so then you were making other food.
The kids like making their own lunches.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's because they don't normally have to. But
they like making them.
They've got their little lunches out. They're like, oh, I'm going to put some of this in there and some of this.
Oh.
I was like, okay, well, why don't you do that all the time? You know,
you
like that's what I'm thinking. Mom's the one you normally do it, but I have a feeling as soon as she's better, they're going to lose that, you know.
And
they were joyful at the fridge making their own lunches. Like they had the cantaloupe that was pre-cut out.
So she's got it all set up in there.
We prepped over the weekend. So they were ready.
For this specifically.
But there they are going, a piece of cantaloupe for me, a piece in my lunch, a piece for me. I'm watching them going, you guys are having the time of your life.
That's good. They have these little bento boxes, you know, like all the different compartments. And it's actually, you've told this story a couple times. And so I just have this picture in my head. And did you say it's metal, like a little steel one? It's just, I love little compartments. It's why I like airplane food, or I used to. It's not quite like that anymore, but I love that whole like little selection of things. And you can, one of these and one of these. Ooh, that's a good combo. Nice. And then what do they have for like a main thing, like a sandwich or something? Is there certain?
That's, I got called into service to make Edie's sandwich.
What kind of, what is she into?
It's just peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, that's good.
Easy.
Yeah. Neither one of my kids would ever eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Why?
Because they had to be difficult about it.
It's the easiest food.
Agreed.
You know what's funny is I eat that every day.
Yeah.
And I know you made it, you brought it in, you're like, that's easy, it fills me up, and then I never saw it again, and I went, most people can't eat the same thing every day.
Yeah. I just get bored with it.
Yeah.
And
no,
plus, I don't like peanut butter that much. I like cashew butter. I like almond butter. But there's something about peanut butter. I don't like it that much. I wish I did. But once in a while, having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, nothing is easier. Oh, now I am getting a point. You have a clock, too.
If I point to my clock, then,
right.
Which is easier.
I'm just like, I don't know.
Wrap it up.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.